Okay, this is the sugya in Ksuvas, Samach Beis Amud Beis, the story of Rabbi Akiva and Rachel. So it says, Rabbi Akiva Re'e, the Ben Kalba Savua. He was a shepherd of Ben Kalba Savua, the son of Kalba Savua. We know who Kalba Savua. There were three rich people in Yerushalayim, right? One of these three rich people, and the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, one of these rich people was Kalba Ben Savua. And the, why is he called Kalba Ben Savua? That was his name. But he was called that name because his doors were open. For anyone who was as hungry as a dog would leave his house, sever, completely satiated. That means even though he had such a hunger, he would enter the house of Kalba Ben Savua and would leave it completely satiated. That means this person was a complete Baal Chesed. He sustained all the aniyim. Can you imagine you didn't have what to eat? Come to his house, you eat it. Okay? He had a daughter, right?
Okay.
What could he get for his daughter? Top boy in Machon Shlomo. Right?
Yeah.
Instead, what do you get? A boy from Machon Yaakov. No.
That's a joke. Just to make sure you guys are awake here.
Alright?
A shepherd.
Right? You got a shepherd boy. You could have picked from the top Talmidei Chachamim of the generation. What happened? What did his daughter do? Now, what was the midah of the father? What's the midah of the father who opens his doors to a person who's as hungry as a dog and he leaves the house satisfied, completely satisfied?
Chesed.
Yeah, it's chesed. So what's a midah of that? What a midah is that? That's not just a stam chesed. Remember, when someone's hungry, right? A lot of people come in.
Right.
What food do you like eating? What food do you like eating? Was the same food for everyone?
No.
They left completely satiated.
I don't know if it was the same food. We don't know that.
We don't know the same food, but we know that anyone who entered,
yeah,
as hungry as possibly to be hungry, would leave satiated. That means, if there was sushi there for me, I would not be satiated if I left. If there was, I don't know what, if there was gluten, non-gluten free, you would not be satiated when you left. It was a bag of chips and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
That would be good for you. Everyone has different tastes.
Okay.
So it means your house has to be that type of place in which people have different needs taken care of. What meat does that require? What meat do you have? No, what meat do you have to require in order that you can give satiation to all types of people?
Looking at the details, though.
Huh?
Has to be aware of the details and the
meat.
Yeah, what meat? What meat it requires?
Teferis.
No. Chesed, it's definitely chesed. What did Revolbi say? What does Revolbi say in Aleh Shul? Rabbi Sadi said in the name of Tesla. I don't remember Tesla, but Revolbi says this. When you did that Purim thing, he said it over, he was saying Revolbi. He said Rav Tesla, maybe Rav Tesla says it as well. But Revolbi definitely says it. What's the word of chesed?
Giving
that so that another can receive properly.
Yeah. Giving means you have to have the sensitivity to know what a person needs. That's a very hard thing to do.
Okay.
Why is it hard?
Because every person, out of 1,000 people, every person has their own individual desires and needs.
So how comes it's hard for a person to give?
I understand. We started by saying midah.
Yeah, the midah is the midah of chesed. Where does the midah of chesed come from? Where is the midah? There's a midah before chesed. What's the midah before chesed? What's the shorash of chesed? There's a midah before chesed that causes chesed. Chesed isn't the beginning midah. He speaks about there's a mitzvah and tzedakah of all be there. There's a mitzvah and tzedakah. Have a rich person, right? He had sus l'rocho, had a horse to ride on it. Say there's enough money for aniyim, for poor people, there's enough money for rich people who lost their money. What are we supposed to buy for this rich person? What does he require? What's his need?
Horse.
He needs a horse. Or, you know, if you would say if you were in L.A., he needs a BMW. Right? So you have Kupot Stoker giving this guy his pasta, his challenge, his few things, pieces of meat, gefilte fish and shabbat, whatever he needs. And the same Kupot Stoker buying this guy a BMW, what series? I don't know, some series. 770i. That sounds good. You put an I in stuff, it always sounds good. So, that's what they would do. That makes sense?
Yes.
Anyone? No, listen. It makes sense that you give.
No.
If you, before you became frog, forget now, brother. Before you became frog, it makes sense. You saw this Sadaka place, and they were giving this rich guy in Manhattan who had billions of dollars, and he went bankrupt, and now he has $0. The Kupa Tzedakah, and they came to your house, knocked on your house there. They said, we want to get Tzedakah, right? You're a middle class guy, right? So you give them your Tzedakah. You don't have a BMW. And your money is being taken to buy this rich guy a BMW. Does that make sense?
No.
You don't have a BMW. Does Kupa Tzedakah buy you a BMW? No. But it's going
to
buy him a BMW. That makes sense?
No.
No, it doesn't make sense. Does it make sense? No. Why should you give tzedakah to this rich guy to have a BMW, to have a horse to ride in front of? That's the Gemara. Have a horse. Because the Gemara went in front of Apostle. Something like that. Apostle like that. You have to give him his own personal chesaron. For him to leave the house in the metro. Well, it's embarrassing for him.
Oh,
him to travel with all the rich around, right, in the buses is an embarrassment for him. He traveled with a chauffeur and a BMW or a horse in the time of the bus. He didn't try to walk on the streets. So, who put that ear? Buys him a BMW. Buys him a horse. That makes sense. And you're paying for it. You, who's middle class, can't afford a BMW, is going to give to Docker for Kupa to him to buy him a BMW. We're assuming that the Aniyim have all that they need. So you gave the Aniyim the food, you gave them the clothing, the poor people gave them the food, the clothing, you gave them. And then we have money left over for the few rich people who lost their money and they need this big house and they need this nice car, and we give it to them.
Okay.
Right? So what meter do you need for that? What's the meter? It's the meter before Chesed. What meter do you need for that?
Empathy.
Right.
No. What's the meter? No. So the ability to be sensitive to another person, that's what Ravolvi explains, that meter of sensitivity, which could be Bina, right? That comes from maybe there. That's a mother, that's Bina, right? That ability is the ability to give or satiate a person who's hungry like a dog, and he has his own specific needs, and be sensitive to that person and to satiate him according to his needs. Right? That's the ability. So since the father had the ability, the daughter had that ability, that sensitivity to see deeply, that Ayin Tova, to see deeply into another person and to see who that person is, really. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
Now what happens with the daughter? Let's see.
Were they
We see the Ovitz were Shepherds, we see Rabbi Akiva as a Shepherd. Shepherd is a concept of Hanhaga. A Shepherd is one who like flocks the sheep, takes them to the graves. You know, he's manhig the tzon. He looks after the tzon. It's a Hanhaga. So a person who's a Shepherd has this koch of Hanhaga. Of a, like leadership, different aspects to leadership, but it's a concept of Hanhaga. So he was a shepherd of Kalba Savur. That means his Hanhaga was that of Kalba Savur. We're told he was a shepherd of Ben Kalba Savur. So the same midah of Ben Kalba Savur he had mitzad his Hanhaga.
Okay.
Right? Mitzad his like dominion over the sheep. Right? That's what we're being told. Next. Havi chazite baute. It would be seen, his daughter. The havi tsania umaali. His daughter saw him. That he was tsania. He was modest. Umali. What's Mali mean? Sania means modest. Umali means like uplifted. I don't know what literally what it means.
High spirited?
Yeah, could be high lifted. No, I wouldn't say that. I would say he was high in like in terms of his meters. There was a height about him. Right? You see, it saw someone who was intrinsically modest and someone who had good meters. But he was a shepherd boy. What did she saw? Amrale, she sold him. Imikachina lach. If I will marry you, Azalt lebei Rav, will you go to the house, the Beis HaMedrash of Rav? Doesn't mean Rav, it means Beis HaMedrash. Amala, in, yeah, I will. That was pretty easy. Itkachale, she married him, Batsina, secretly. Vishadrate, and I think they left. Shma Avua, or they left. He left him. Shma Avua, her father heard. Afka Mebete, threw her out from his house. Adra Hana Minichse, and removed Hana, like removed her from benefiting from his properties. Okay? So the midah she saw in him, the midah that enabled her to see in Rabbi Akiva was the same midah that her father had, the midah of Ayin Tov.
Right.
That she could see in him the potential for being a big Talmud Chacham. Now the father didn't know him, and the father, rightly, didn't want this marriage to happen. So he threw them out and said, you're doing the wrong thing.
Yes.
He didn't see to that level that she saw. At least not in him. She lost all her physical sustenance that her father would have given her. Right? Because she lost everything. And she gave it all for what? Love. For the potential, not love, the potential of seeing this person, right, grow and become a big Talmud Chacham. She saw that in him.
What did you see in him?
So the Gemara said, Tzania Umali. Tzania means Tzanua, modest. And Mali, modest really means humility. Modest by a person means humility. And Mali means someone who has like good midas. You see, he's proper.
Where does it say that?
Tzania Umali, it says. I'll just leave it on. Go.
Even me Mekadashna Lach, Azal Zabis Leber Rav, Amarla, in. He said, yeah, I will marry you. Ikadash Ale.
They got mad. Bitsina, right? Yeah.
Bitsina. The Shadarte. What's Shadarte?
And she left him.
Okay, she left him.
Shadarte? Like, she... No. And she sent him.
Oh, she sent him to the Beis HaMedrash. She sent him to the Beis
HaMedrash. That means they got married and... The condition was, I'll marry you, and you go learn.
Right.
So she married him, and she sent him to the Beis HaMedrash.
Right.
That was it. Finished. Right? I don't know, maybe after the Sheva Brachos. It doesn't tell us when. Right. Pashtus after the Sheva Brachos.
Right.
Okay. So they had Sheva Brachos, and she sent him away.
Okay. Shama Avua. Afka Mebese. Her father heard and he kicked her out of the house.
Right? The Adra.
Adra Hana Menichse.
And he removed, he made a neder. Adra means he made a neder.
Oh, okay.
A neder in which he can't benefit from all of his properties.
Because she married him?
Because she married him. Oh. Basically, he kicked her out from her house.
Is it because she married him or because she sent him off to learn?
It's clearly because of the marriage part.
What do you think? The father was a big
Baal Chesed.
Yeah. He respected Talmud.
He was a Gavir.
Yeah, more than a Gavir. Yeah, I don't call him, he was a Gavir certainly, but he was Meshubat to Torah. Not all Gavirim are Meshubatim to Torah.
Interesting. And you could tell that from what it said in the first part?
Yeah. Doesn't mean he was just a Gvir. It means he was a person, he had a very, very big Aroch, he was a big Baal Chesed. He was a very, very big Baal Chesed. And anyone, think about it, you have a home. Or, there's a lot of Anim in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Any person who wanted comes into that house, hungry as anything, with all his physical needs, he leaves completely satiated with his physical needs.
Wow.
And you're in charge of that.
Wow.
That it wasn't that you had, like, you were the one who made sure that happened.
Wow.
That's not just a person who's rich. That's a person who has a complete... He knows how to use his riches.
Calvary.
His riches isn't for him to benefit. His riches are there to benefit people.
Classroom.
And to use it to give to people, each one in their individual way. That's a tremendous Baal Chesed. And the physical needs. He's the physical needs. Okay? So now, and so we spoke before that his daughter had the same midah as the father. What's the midah of chesed? The midah of chesed is understanding the other person, seeing in the other person his needs and giving them their needs. That's the midah of chesed. So, and his daughter could see deeply into Rabbi Akiva and see, had the sensitivity and the ayin tova to see who this person was and to see that this person can become a big Talmid Chacham. And he says she sent him. She married him. She sent him to Beis HaMedrash. Right? Because he was Sania Umali. I mean, that's a very, very deep... You know what a chance she's taking? And in the time of Gemara, a woman who wasn't sustained, not by her husband, he wasn't working, he was sent to the Beis HaMedrash. She was a rich girl. I'm sure she had everything she wanted.
Right.
Now what does she have?
Nothing.
Who's sustaining her? Does she have a husband to sustain her?
No.
Does she have a father sustain her in her riches?
No.
She gets thrown into the streets.
She had some stuff. She had whatever she was wearing, she sold and she was able to make a little.
So she went, okay, she sold a little bit, she worked a little bit. But she wasn't living in the lap of luxury.
Right.
And for how long? We're going to see in the Gemara. How long was she doing this? 24 years. This young girl marries a man at 40 years old. Doesn't see him for 24 years.
How many was 40, by the way? Where does it say that?
I don't know. But he was 40. Doesn't say it here. But he comes back at 64. She's no longer a young girl anymore.
But they have kids already at that point, no? They have children.
Sorry. Shani Mebe Rav. Oh, wait, what?
Yativ, he sat. Azil v'yativ. He went
so
and he sat.
When he sat. Who are the
Tresari is 12 Shanim years.
Tresari is 12?
Trey is 2, Sari is 10.
You two, the sad, that means he wasn't getting up. That means that he was. Can we even dyke on that? That he was sitting. It means he was just.
It doesn't say dyking
the whole time.
It doesn't say Kol,
though. Right.
What?
In the base of Medrash.
I'm saying he was sitting that whole time, meaning he didn't get up. He was always learning. That's what it. You can see
I guarantee you he wasn't wasting his time. Okay? Ki'ata?
Not like us.
Ki'ata, I see Bahade.
And when he came, I.T. Bahade. When he came back. He came back to his home. Came with him.
Oh, when he came with him. Tresari. Alfi Talmidim.
Came 12,000 Talmidim.
Wow. Shamila Husaba. The Amar La Adkamaka Midaberis Amanus Chaim.
He heard a certain Saba,
an old man.
Yeah, an old man who was saying.
How long are you gonna speak Amanus
Chaim? So Midaberit, here Rashi says Midaberit means
widowhood.
Midaberit, Rashi says at mitnahegit. You're gonna be nohig with her. You're gonna custom with her.
How long are you custom her to like widowhood while she's still alive?
Yeah.
Amrolei. So this Saba's talking to his wife.
Yeah. Amrolei.
Because here it is, right? Amrolei. Ile didi tzais yasiv tresari shani achrini.
He says. So who's speaking the Saba to who?
It's speaking to Rabbi Kiva's wife.
Right.
No. He came back. He ata aiti behadid, trese talmidi, sham eila hu saba. He heard.
This Rabbi Akiva heard the saba.
Saba, who said to the ka'amala. The ka'amala. He heard the saba speaking to her,
right,
saying, how long are you going to leave yourself as an almana? That means that if your husband died 12 years without a husband, no joke. You got married, had sheva brachas, we assume we had sheva brachas, right?
Right.
And then, I mean, he probably did the halach, unless she was mevater, because
no,
for her...
I think they did have kids, because yeah, then the daughter wanted to marry...
Yeah, she had a daughter. I don't know when, though. It could be in the sheva brachas, she had a daughter, I don't know. If she did have a daughter, she's 12 years old now.
Right.
Right? I don't know. Okay? So the Saba asked her, and who's this Saba? I don't know who this Saba is. It's like a Saba. This grandpa, who's this Saba?
Could
this
be
guy?
Hanavi.
Yes, I think it is.
Really?
Yeah, it's Eliyahu. I think Stam Saba in the Gemara is Eliyahu Hanavi.
What?
Yeah. Stam Saba by us.
You like that,
Hanavi. It was Eliyahu Hanavi. So this was a shtickle. So Eliyahu Hanavi was saying, how long are you going to remain?
Testing.
You're going to be knowing like an almana.
Testing.
You're going to be like a widow.
You're going to be like a widow. So what happens? Let's think about her. What, like, who did the bigger feat? He was a shepherd boy. He got this great, best shidduch he could get in the world. This tremendous girl,
mm-hmm,
who has such an aracha for Torah, who has such good depth appreciation. Such a depth, such a For Torah, and the appreciation of what Torah is.
Rachel did?
Yeah. She gave up her comforts, her father. The husband she married, she gave up. What more can a woman give up? She gave up everything. She was completely nullified herself for the sake that this husband of hers would learn Torah. He learned for 12 years and had 12,000 talmidim. Comes Eliyahu Hanavi and tells her, hey, that's it. No more. How long are you going to do this for? He saw Rabbi Akiva coming back and he told her, stop. Let him come back. Accept him. Amrelei, go read. Mark, you read. Okay, you read. Whoever wants. Amrelei, go read, Mark. Go read. Your turn. She answered back to him. So you said back to the Saba, yeah. This is a conversation that Rabbi Akiva's hearing between the Saba and her.
He's eavesdropping.
Yeah.
Saba, Amrle Ila Didi.
If it's about me, for my sake.
Si'it.
Sa'it.
Sa'it. Itaiv.
Yativ, he'll sit.
Yativ Trey.
Sorry.
Sorry.
What's Sa'it mean?
Sa'it, he'll listen to me, like Sa'it. If it was up to me, if to me he would listen.
Mm-hmm.
If it was up to me and he would listen, he would yativ trei sarei shani achridi.
He'd stay another
12 years.
So how did she know he was coming back?
She
after
didn't.
12?
She didn't.
She was just speaking stump.
She was speaking stump to this Saba.
Well, then she for sure knew that at least the total she wanted was 24.
No. Think about it. She said 12 because it had already been 12.
No, it had already been 12. And Eliyahu Hanavi came on the 12th year and said, how long are you going to be like this? Go get your husband.
Right.
And he was coming back.
Okay.
So obviously, why did Eliyahu Hanavi knew that Ruki was coming back?
Right.
Knew he was having this conversation with her. She didn't know he was coming back. Eliyahu Hanavi is asking her, do you agree that he should stay another 12 years? So it's up to me, you should stay another 12 years. I don't mind. I've taken these 12 years, let him stay another 12 years in learning. I mean, she didn't see him after 12 years. She didn't know he was coming back after 12 years. And Eliyahu Hanavi came, and...
Right, but she was okay with him being away for 24.
Yeah, she said he could stay another 12 years. That means she was... I don't know how old she was, but that's however old she was, right? He was 40. He came back at the age of 52.
I mean, she could have said anything. She could have said he could be there for another...
but that's what the Gemara says. We have to understand what 12. We've already seen what 12 means.
Right.
12 means, right?
I'm saying for her, it's not 12. It's 24.
Yeah, but 12, what does 12 mean? 12, we thought by the story of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, 12 means nullification of physical.
He was
very good.
Rabbi Shimon was in the cave.
Was it 12 years?
And then another 12 months.
And then another 12 months, we explained that's echad. That's different. Here, there's 12 and 12. So there's nullification. There's here nullification of physical. What physical? Rabbi Akiva wasn't nullifying his physical. I mean, he was nullifying his physical in the sense that he studied for 12 years, the nullification of his physical. But her 12 years,
no,
she lost...
Her, that's what I'm trying to say. For her, it's not 12. For her, it's 24.
At this
12 and 12.
But at this point, 24. It's just 12. This point in the Gemara, this is 12 years...
Yeah, because she was already nullified. That's why... she was already an almana. She already had the stage where what... Where what?
More than 10 years, husband's gone?
What? When what? What, she had the stage of 12 years. She had the stage. Eliyahu came to her. That's enough. Finished. How long do you keep yourself as an almana? You lost any semblance of your husband. Remember we had in the cave? That when Shimon came out of the cave, he wasn't called Rabbi Shimon. He was called Bar Yochai. He lost the name. She lost the name of being married. No one thought of her as a married woman. There's a complete nullification in the world, as far as she was concerned, of being married. She was an almana, a live almana. Her husband was alive. Almana's chayim. Yes? Mm-hmm. So, now she gets to tell him to stay another 12 years. What do you need another 12 years for? And what's the big deal? Why can't he, just say hello to his wife? What happened here? Let's see what happened here. Amar.
Rishut.
This is Rabbi Akiva speaking.
Rabbi Akiva saying
bang back to himself. But Rishut.
Avidna.
With Rishut, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. Right?
Avidna.
And what do you do?
Hadar azil ve'yitiv tre sari shnei achrini.
Bebe Rav. Okay. He went all the way home. He saw this Saba speaking to his wife. Right? The obvious question. Lev, what's the obvious question here?
Something.
Huh?
What?
Why didn't he say hello?
Yeah.
Or have lunch or something together.
Yeah, 12 years. Just sit down, have lunch, thank her.
Yeah.
That would be a nice... right?
He should have done it.
Why not?
Because it would have been sad. He wouldn't have left.
It wouldn't have left.
It would have lessened her mesuz nefesh.
Hasmada is razors.
Hasmada, you can say hasmada. That's what people, the balim, say that. Hasmada. It's not the same. The 12 with a break, and another 12 with a break is not the same as 24 without a break. Okay, that's still it's not enough.
Would it have taken away from her mesuz nefesh?
Yeah, it would have certainly taken away from her mesuz nefesh. That's definite. And remember, what did he say? I'm doing this with Rishus.
Mm-hmm.
That means he understood very well that she was happy about this. Because if she wasn't happy about this, this is a tzar to a woman. This is a big tzar. Because you're over a love. Because that's all this must be about, the requirements of a husband to his wife. If she's mevater on it, she's mevater, it's mevater. It's in her Rishus to mevater. But if not, you're over a love.
They must have then agreed on the period of time of the first 12 years.
It doesn't say that in the Gemara. All it says is he came back after 12 years, and...
Yeah, but the whole point is that she's mevater, could they have done that indefinitely?
No, he's right, because there was a condition to get married. Are you going to go learn?
Right.
Right? We never said how much, how long, but... Because he's coming back, you could assume, like Aaron, that they must have agreed at least 12 years would have been fine.
Did she know where he was?
Yes, Yavne.
Huh?
He was in Yavne,
okay,
right?
Okay, she knew where she was. He was. Mm-hmm. She sent him. Could she have sent someone or gone by herself to get him?
Sure.
She could have, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
If you have a wife, she knows where you are, right? She can phone your cell phone, right? Or she just go there, right? Send a shliach. Not so hard. 12 years, not so hard to go and send a shliach to get your husband. And she doesn't do that. What can you assume?
She supports his what he's doing.
A year passed, she didn't call you. 2 years passed, she didn't call you. Unless Chas v'Shalom, something happened. That, but he would have known if something happened to his wife, because it would have been a known thing.
So then he wasn't coming back because he thought his wife wanted
no, because he thought, now he has 12,000 Talmudim. He's a big Talmud Chacham. Now it's the time to go home. Even Eliyahu HaNavi says, time to go home.
Right.
accept your husband. Time to accept him. And she says, Mitzidi, another 12 years.
And she's probably learned of his success.
Right. I mean, if she has 12,000 Talmidim,
yeah,
she must know something about him. You can't hide 12,000 Talmidim.
So she's thinking, oh, let's get him another 12,000.
Right? You can't hide 12,000 Talmidim. She sees the first year. She must be hearing something about her husband. Right.
And she
right?
knows the potential that he can go further.
Right? Mm-hmm. So first of all, we learn this. So another 12 years. That's very interesting. 24,000. What do you need 24,000 for? When it goes with the years. You see, the amount of Talmidim goes with the years. So in 12 years, you've got 12,000 Talmidim. And in other years, we're going to see he's going to get another 12,000 Talmidim. And there's a concept of 24. Mm-hmm. Now, after 24 years, he comes back. No Eliyahu and Avi, no nothing. So 24 years is a good time to come back. So we see that, going to see that in the Gemara. So we have to understand what these 12 years. These 12 years aren't simple years. Well, he, Rabbi Akiva, had the Havamina, and we see Eliyahu Navi had the Havamina. Definitely, he's telling her, enough. Let him come back. 12,000 Talmidim is enough. Mm-hmm. I mean, wherever he got to in learning, that's where he understood, and Eliyahu Navi understood, that he got to where she wanted him to get. And now it's time for him to come home and be like normal with husband and wife. And she says something, Lo al piteva, and sends him for another 12,000 years. And the Gemara praises her for that. The Gemara says, agrees with her. Rabbi Akiva says, I'm going with Rishus. Okay, he went back again. After 12,000 years, no more stories, he comes back.
Right.
So there's something about the 12 and 12, right? Because why should he come back after 12 years? Let him come back after 15 years, 20 years, 30 years. What happened?
Mm-hmm. It was a good what you were saying. So I was saying that the concept of Moshe Rabbeinu was Chochmah, was more the clarity of Torah Shebichtav, and Rabbi Akiva was bringing out that which is hidden. That's the Gemara Menachos, the Tagim, bringing out that which is hidden. That's the concept of Bina. Right? Okay, so let's go weiter. So now, we still didn't work out what the 24... Right? So it's obviously 12 he finished, and he felt he was ready to come back. And he finished the 24 Sfarim, because that's what they were in the world, and the Torah Shebaal Peh associated with those 24 Sfarim. And now going back is going to be a Chazara. It's going to be relearning, and now he's going to come back with 24,000 Talmidim against those 24,000 years. Right? And now we're going to see the Gemara's accepting that he can come back. And everyone's accepting. Now he's ready to come back. So there's a Havamina of Rabbi Akiva and Eliyahu Navi against the Maskana of Rachel. Rachel said, go back. And the Gemara accepts Rachel. And she was right to send him back. Right? So we have to understand what their argument was. Why Rabbi Akiva decided now to come back? Eliyahu Navi told Rachel, how long are you going to live as an almana? And Rachel said, no, if it's up to me, let him go back for another 24 years. Rabbi Akiva hears her svara, agrees with what she says, go back for another 12 years. So we have to understand why that is.
It sounds like the Bechir has been with her the whole...
Yeah, she did all of this.
It's like she's behind the whole Torah Shebaal Peh. If she didn't select Rabbi Akiva, nor if she never made... It's like Eliyahu Navi's giving her the Bechir choice to like send him back to Shiva or let him come home. It's all up to her.
She created Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is a creation of Rachel. And the Gemara is going to say that. So, first of all, Torah Shebaal Peh is the creation of what?
Woman.
Of a woman. You know, all these feminists, right? Right? Did you hear about Rachel? Apart from the Gemara, do we hear about Rachel? Mm-hmm. Is Rachel a big figure in, you know, like, is she a big figure? Apart from this Gemara, this is a very impressive Gemara.
Yeah.
Is Rachel a big figure in Chazal? Rebbetzin Rachel? Right, the stories about Rebbetzin Rachel?
Rabbi
Rachel. Like, you all hear, when a big rabbi's nifta, right? So Rav Moshe Feinstein, there's books on Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Kamenetsky, there's a book on Rav Kamenetsky. Rav Shach, there's a book on Rav Shach, right? Rav Eliyoshev, there's a book
on Rav Eliyoshev. There's a book on Robinson Kanievsky, I think.
Okay. She was a big woman. She was more out in the world than other Rebbetzins a little bit. But how many books are written about Rebbetzins?
Or about Rebbitzins, you're asking.
Yeah, Rebbitzins, big Rebbitzins. How many books?
Few.
Huh? Keep out there not written.
Rebbitzin Heller.
Okay. That might not, like, nowadays you have, like, you have Neve, you have things like that, but Rebbitzins, you don't hear about them.
Yeah.
This is a story. The story, if you just read it simply, is about Rabbi Akiva. What does Rachel do? Sit at home, look at her, she's doing nothing, just waiting. She makes two comments in this whole story. I'll marry you and go back to Yeshiva for another 12 years. That's it. But in terms of what she was doing, what was she doing?
The pilot light. She was igniting.
She made Rabbi Akiva.
Yeah.
So, first of all, Teresh Baal Peh is associated with what?
Bina.
So, first of all, we see that Teresh Baal Peh is associated with who creates Teresh Baal Peh? Rachel. So, it's associated with a female. It's a female concept, right? Teresh Bichtav is who?
Moshe.
It's a male concept. So, first of all, the female concept, what we know from male-female concept, male is the potency, female is the expression. So Teresh Baal Peh is the expression. Here, Rachel, who did Rachel express? Her husband, Rabbi Akiva. The potency of Rabbi Akiva, which she saw, which was Tzania Umali, was expressed through Rachel. She made him in that she brought out his full expression. And she made him. And in order to make him, what did she need to do? She killed herself. I don't know how old she was, but however old she was, maybe I don't know how old she was, but he was a 40-year-old man. He came back a 64-year-old man. She spent 7 days of Shevet Rachel with him. That's it. She lost her father. She lost her sustenance. She lost everything. She lost her husband. For what? To bring out Teresh Baal Peh. There was a nullification of self to bring out Teresh Baal Peh. So what's that telling you about Teresh Baal Peh? How do you learn Teresh Baal Peh?
It involves sacrifice.
Nullification of self.
Hitting our heads on the...
That's what Teresh Baal Peh means. That's how we now created. This is story, the creation of Teresh Baal Peh. The creation of Rabbi Akiva. It requires what? Nullification of self. Now we have to remember, this was the destruction of what? Destruction of the temple. This is a need. The Jewish people were being lost.
Yeah.
We're in Galus.
Big time. The Romans.
Yeah. We're being lost. The separation of a husband to a wife is a good thing or a bad thing?
Good.
Good?
Every month there is a...
No. 12, 24 years we're talking about separation. Is it a good thing or a bad thing?
It seems like a bad thing.
It's a bad thing. What is the bad thing?
But they probably didn't build up such a relationship, so it's not even as painful as if they already...
Can you have a bigger love? What does love mean? Love means giving. What can you give more than your life? Did she give it for Rabbi Akiva? What happened to Rabbi Akiva? Did Rachel become this big Rebbitzin? Did she become like, I don't know what, she was giving shurim, she had 24,000 talmidim at Neve, what happened here? No, she sat, maybe she had a daughter, we don't know where she got, was pregnant, she had one daughter, right? She brought up her daughter, that was it, without a husband, not seeing him. It wasn't, you know, like once a month coming back from yeshiva saying hello to your wife. You have to understand this story is like, we don't understand this story. For us, it's nonsense. Anyone who did this story today is a Meshuggah. Father Meshuggah.
You can't do this.
You can't just do it. It's a Meshuggah. No one will allow you. No rabbi. And no one will allow you to do it. It's a Meshuggah.
Was it Meshuggah then?
No.
No? The Gemara is praising her. Eliyahu Navi. The Gemara had a Havamina after 12 years only. After 12 years. We're not the same. We're not the same level. Yeah, Rabbi Akiva is not the same as us. Also, we see that Rabbi Akiva, we see how he died. He was caught teaching Torah. And his flesh was combed. And he yatsa nishmato be'echad. That means he reached Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. He reached Achdus Hashem. He said... And the drasha that Rabbi Akiva made on the pasuk, he says, ואהבת את כל השם, את השם אלוקיך בכל לבבך, בכל נפשך, אפילו נוטל את נפשך, as the Gemara says. Even he takes your soul, the Gemara says. What do you mean, אפילו נוטל את נפשך? That means, עכשיו בא לידי, it's coming to my hands, ולא יקמנה, I won't keep it. He nullified himself completely. Right? He has the ability to become that drasha. And now I say, afilu noted in nafshecha. That means, what happens here? The drasha of Rabbi Akiva was the drasha of Rachel. We see that what Rachel did, the koach that Rachel imbued in her husband, that she was noted. What's harder? To give up your life for a moment? Or to give up your life for 24 years?
24 years.
Who's bigger? I can't say bigger Rabbi Akiva, but if we're reading the story. We're reading a story. Rabbi Akiva was a very, very big person. Very, very big person. The Gemara speaks about how he used to learn with wood. He didn't have money for oil. When you learn with wood, you ever sit down at a wood fire? There's fumes, there's stuff. And he was learning with wood. At night, he didn't want to not learn at night. He was learning with wood. It was painful. It was hot. It was fumes. And he was learning. He was there. And to learn from a shepherd boy, the stories of the embarrassment, and he went and did it. You heard that story. What was the story about that she dressed this donkey with flowers? Everyone looked. First day, second day, third day. And that's how she got Rabbi Akiva to go to the base of Medrash. She was. Because Rabbi Akiva was embarrassed. A 40-year-old man going to kindergarten, right? Hello? Mm-hmm. You're like, what are you doing in kindergarten? So he said, the first day people will notice. So she made a donkey with flowers, and everyone noticed the donkey. First day, second day, third day. After third day, no one talked about it anymore. So he said, you can go to kindergarten. The first few days, people will talk about you. Afterwards, it's just a normal thing. That convinced him to go.
Wait, what'd
she
do with...
What's a donkey? Donkey represents...
Physicality.
Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva hated Talmidei Chachamim to the extent he would bite them like a donkey. Donkey represents the Amma Aretz. Flowers, the Precha, the Torah. Even a donkey, you can flower it. What's this Amma Aretz, this 40-year-old guy, doing in a base of marriage learning Torah? He's an Amma Aretz. Leave him alone. Get him out of here. Right? He's a donkey with flowers. A donkey put flowers on a donkey? This is the first few times that people will notice. Afterwards, people get used to it. Where did that come from? That koach came from her father. Her father nullified himself, gave all his wealth away. No, when I say he nullified it to the people, for the needs of the people. She nullified it herself to the needs of Klal Yisrael. She was an almana. It's a sad story in a certain way. Very sad. But look what she became. Look what she created. All of what we have today is because of Rachel. You can't be a bigger feminist than Rachel. Kol Teresh Baal Peh came from her. And look what the Gemara says. Let's read the Gemara. Read, Leif, read. It's the last bit. No, read. I want you to read. Read.
Ata Aisi Behadya
Behade
Behade Behade Asrin V'arba Alfe Talmide.
So what happened now? When he came the second time, he brought with him 24,000 Talmidim. Okay, weiter.
Shema Devisu
V'beitehu.
Oh, V'beitehu Havas Kanafka Leape.
That is the Beito, his wife, was coming out to in front of him to greet him.
Amla Sheyi
Shivavisa.
Shivavisa Sheile.
They told to her neighbors. Shivavisa's her neighbors.
Mane Lavush Vi Chasai.
They told her, borrow Mane levush, garments of clothing, nice clothing, in other words. Mane levush, nice clothing. V'ichsai, and cover yourself. You're going to beat your husband.
Amelahu, she said to them, Yudea Tzadik Nefesh Behemto.
Yudea, he knows, the Tzadik knows the soul of literally his animal. He knows me. I don't know what it means. It's a very hard Gemara to understand. He knows Nefesh Behemto. It doesn't matter what I dress in front of me.
She's calling herself an animal.
Yeah, Nefesh Behemto. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. Yodea Tzadik Nefesh Behemto.
Well, does Rashi say anything about
nothing.
This?
Nothing. So let's say the pshat here. What's the pshat? The pshat is that he was nullified, completely nullified from physicality. He didn't need this. He didn't need any levushim. He didn't need any covering. When is a person closest to a person? Are you close to a person if, you know, everyone, when you get married, before you get married, go on dates, you dress yourself up, you do yourself up, you speak nicely, she speaks nicely. Everything's great. Mm-hmm. You get married, what happens? She's cooking in the kitchen. When she's cooking in the kitchen, does she wear her nice clothes? Mm-hmm. No. Does she look like all done up? No. Is this your wife? When's she your wife? In the kitchen? When you're getting ready together for Shabbos? And she's not done up? Or when you're dating before you're married?
Both. In the kitchen.
In the kitchen. That's when she's your wife. She's not your wife when you're dating.
Do you say dating or do you say we're going out?
Yeah, we ain't going out. That's something different. But Rachel here says he doesn't need this. He knows who I am. There was no levushim. There was no God in between them.
But why does she call herself an animal?
Oh, that's interesting. Your dad, Tzadik Nefesh Behemto. Why don't we get a Mishnah and have a look at what that means? She caused herself Nefesh Behemto of Rabbi Akiva. That means she was what? She was just the Nefesh of him. That means there was complete unity between the two of them. There was such a nullification of herself to bring him out that she was just a complete extension of himself, of her, him. She was like his animal self. What do you mean his animal self? The connection, they didn't need levushim. Levushim is something which separates you from another person. So beg it. You have to appear in a certain way. There was no difference of appearance. There was no like separation between them. There was complete harmony. I, Rabbi Akiva and her were connected to be one. She, Klape Rabbi Akiva, her Nefesh was Nefesh Behemto Rabbi Akiva. There was complete harmony from the heights of what Rabbi Akiva was to the physicality of Rachel. There was complete connection. She was the Nefesh Behemto of him. They were one. Nefesh also associated with the female concept. Nefesh is the base soul, the expression, where the soul gets expression. And in words, she was a complete expression of Rabbi Akiva. There's no levushim. There was no separation between them. That's what it means here. This is a story of complete unity. Complete. In the modern day words, this is a Jewish love story. That Rachel brought out completely her husband's kochot and was completely nullified to those kochot. And those kochot weren't him being successful in the world, it was him connecting to the Torah and bringing the Torah to Am Yisrael and making Talmudim. Now let's see what Rabbi Akiva says. She nullified herself to Rabbi Akiva that she's just his Nefesh Behemto. How does Rabbi Akiva nullify himself to Rachel? That's the next few words. Go read. Who's reading? Lev read. Okay, Ki Matya, go.
Ki Mati.
Matya Legabe.
Matya Legabe Nafla Al
Apa.
Apa.
When she reached near him, she fell on her face.
Ka Minashkale.
She was kissing him. Right. He was kissing his legs.
His legs. Havu ka midchafi.
Midachfila.
Midachfila.
Okay. They were pushing her away. who are pushing away the Talmidim. This woman, you know, this like old woman sees this big rabbi and it's like falling on his feet and kissing his feet. So the Talmidim don't know who she is. So they're pushing her away. Shame
Amar Lahu She
Shavkua. Leave her.
Shali.
Now it says Shame. What do you mean? Why is it say Shame?
What Shame?
He saw her. What do you mean Shame? He heard her.
Because that was the idea.
No. Maybe Shame is his Mishamish. The person is Mishamish. Huh?
Shame is he heard him, right?
Yeah. Shame could be his Mishamish. The person who's... No, Shame. Yeah, what it means.
Maybe it's they.
It means he heard it.
Who, Rabbi Akiva?
Rabbi Akiva. Amarlu, when he told them, Shavkua, leave her.
He heard what?
I don't know. Maybe they did actually, he heard them saying to each other, we're going to push her away. Mm-hmm. That's what it must be. Because he saw her, but he didn't hear her. So it must be he heard it, that they want to push her away. And now what does he say to them?
No!
No, he doesn't say that. What did he say? Read, Aaron.
Amarlu.
Amala, who said to them, Shavkua, leave her. Go read.
Shali.
Shalachem.
Shalachem.
Mine and yours.
Shalahu.
It's hers.
What?
Mine and yours is hers. My Torah, your Torah that I taught you, is all from her. She nullified herself to him. That's what she did. That's what she did her whole life. This is an expression of her nullification. She kissed his legs. She's Nefesh Behemto. What does Rabbi Akiva do in return? Says, me and you are her. He nullified himself and all that he did to her. That was a complete unity. Complete unity is when she nullifies herself to him, and he's nullifying himself to her. I and you, me and all my expression is my 24,000 Talmidim. I'm her. It's her. I'm nullifying myself to her.
Who went first?
And the truth, what's the truth? The truth is what Rabbi Akiva said. Her act was an act of complete nullification of self to him, and to his Torah, and to his Talmidim. But the truth was that nullification of a self to that created that. That nullification to something higher was bigger than what she created. That's why he nullified herself to her. So we're told, Torah Shebaal Peh and Golus is about what? Nullification itself to a higher purpose, whatever that purpose is. And when we're talking about Jewish love, that's the height of Jewish love. That a husband and a wife are living with such unity that the wife is nullifying herself to her husband, to the highest persona of her husband, and the husband realizes that and sees all that he did is her. That's a tremendous story. It's like fiction. It's not fiction, this is like real. This is real. This is called Torah Shebaal Peh. And if we understand what Torah Shebaal Peh is, what's Golus?
Galut.
Galut is living without a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael, which is Rachel. Rachel represents Klal Yisrael.
No, I just meant to ask.
And Rabbi Akiva represents Kiviyachal Kodesh Baruch Hu. We don't have. We're living almanas chayas. We're living without a Beis HaMikdash. We're living without a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have tsaras, 2,000 years of tsaras. Pogroms, Inquisition, Nazis. Almanas, all bad stuff. 2,000 years of it. And what are we doing this for? We're nullifying ourselves to Kodesh Baruch Hu and his Torah and his Ratzon. And what is Rabbi Akiva, what is Kodesh Baruch Hu going to say when the Gula comes and we become one with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? All of of you guys, all of the whole world, the universe, the spirituals, everything of mine is theirs. They brought on Mashiach. They brought on this unity. The love of Akiva and his wife is the love of the Jewish people to Kadosh Baruch Hu in Golas. That's what Golas is. Golas is living on Manos Chayas. We're living without Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're living without the Shechina, without a husband at home, without the connection. And we're nullifying ourselves to Kadosh Baruch Hu with all these tzaras. And yet we're Ne'eman. And we don't need levushim. We don't need to dress up. We don't need airs and graces. We have Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's going to come home, and we're going to be one with him.
Shema avua, ta'asa gavra rabba.
Lamata. What's that mean?
Avua is her
father.
Oh, her father heard that a great man came to the
city.
To the city. Amar, yizul agabe, efshar de mafar, nidroi.
So I'm going to go towards him.
Okay, so I'm going to go to him. It's possible that he's
going
to
remove my neder.
He's going to remove my neder. His neder was that I can't give my
He offered his nechassim on his daughter, but she didn't have any better. They were living in the same city. They never met each other. She couldn't benefit from him for 24 years.
Right.
Ata.
Asla gabe.
So he went towards this big rabbi who came to the city.
Amarle. Adat de gabe rabba.
Minadat.
Minadat.
This is beautiful.
So wait,
Rabbi Akiva asked him.
No.
When you make a neder, there's a concept of making a neder. If you make a neder, the chacham can open a neder with a petach. That means if it's a normal thing that you didn't think about could happen, right? Then your neder is nullified. So he's open. Tataras and Dar. So he said, Adat de gabe rabba minadat. When you made this neder to not for your husband, for your daughter to marry someone, did you think he was going to become a big rabbi? Amalei.
So he told him the neder he made.
Yeah. Amalei.
Does he know Rabbi Akiva's?
No, he doesn't know. Doesn't. Amalei.
Afilu parak.
Perik echad. Even one perik.
Afilu
halacha. Even one halacha.
He didn't know.
Yeah. Had he known, I wouldn't have made this.
Rabbi Akiva didn't know one halacha. Okay.
Didn't know one halacha. He was an Amaharit. He kept him, but he didn't know. When he knew the halacha, he didn't understand it. Didn't know anything. He was zero. Amalei.
Anahu
nafu. Anahu. I am him.
Anahu. Okay.
Your son-in-law.
Okay. Anahu. Nafal ate v'nashke akar.
So what happens? He fell on his face. V'nashke kissed him.
The same thing as his daughter.
Which is interesting. The father is the same thing as the daughter. So now we know where the koach, the daughter came from. Yeah. Really, it was really the koach of the father. Mm-hmm. That's why he says he was a rei. Next, v'yihivle,
plug mamone.
Half of his money.
What's barase?
No. That's now what happened to the other half? Why didn't he give all of his money? Half he kept for himself. Half he gave to Rabbi Akiva. Because he kind of wanted to continue with the tzedakah. Now, Tosis asked a beautiful question here.
Half's a ton of money.
Yeah, it's half a lot of money. The Rehiva had a lot of money when he was 64 years old. Okay. So Tosis asks. See, we see from the Gemara, it says, Adate the Gavra Rabba Kina Dar. So Rabbi Akiva was the Chacham, and he was opening the neder. It comes to you, open a neder with Charata. That means something which is normal to happen, you can open a neder.
With
Charata. In Toma, Satosis asked this question. This is a beautiful Tosis. Valo, Osadiftoch, Venolad. You can't open a neder, for the Chacham can't make a neder, something which is unexpected to happen. What? For an Amaharit to become a Gavra Rabba, that's l'chor, something very unexpected. So how can you open a neder? How can you nullify a neder with such a thing? That's called nola, something that's unexpected to happen. So how could Rabbi Akiva suggest such a thing? Damrina bin Adar, we see in Adar, in Pergol Rieza, Ketzer Amar, Konim She'eni Ne'er Ne'er Ploni, V'naseh Sofa, I'm doing a benefit to Ploni, right? And he became a sofa, right? And you see, that's called Nolad. V'yesh loma, who is to say here, but this isn't Nolad. Tehachalo chashiv Nolad. Here, it's not considered becoming a Talmud Chacham, a Nolad. Why? Kivin shalach lebei Rav. Since he went to Yeshiva, the derechu, it's a normal thing. Beholech lilmod, that a person who goes and learns, shenase adam gadol, that he becomes a big person. Tosfos is saying it's not unexpected.
A beirav.
It's beirav. You go to beirav. If you go to yeshiva and you sit and steig in learning, you're going, it's normal for a person to become a big Talmud Chacham. Now, is that true? Or is it not true? What happens? Is it everyone becomes Rabbi Akiva? There were many Talmidim. He had 24,000 Talmidim. Is it normal that they became big Ravs, all of them? So what was the difference?
There's nefesh.
What was the difference? Look at the Gemara. There's a Gemara gives an answer. What was the difference between Rabbi Akiva to other Talmidim?
It was
tznuah. Oh, he didn't.
Yeah, tznuah v'mali.
He had good midas.
He had good midas, right? So if he had good midas, what does that mean?
Means you could be an Adam Gadol if you go to Yeshiva.
Right. So the Ramchal says, Torah requires two conditions. What are two conditions? It says, Yiras at Talmud, that you says, and this is the concept of Naaseh v'Nishma. Rabbi Ramchal explains in Derech. Says Yiras at Talmud, you know what you're learning. It's Torah Hashem. It's Kodesh Baruch Hu's book. This is Kodesh Baruch Hu's words. Knowing what you're learning, V'tikun Hamaisim. The person wants to change himself through learning. When you have those two things, says the Ramchal. The Ramchal says this. It says, "Me'ashpat hagdolot." One of the biggest influences a person has on him can have. The biggest influences that something can have on him, the Torah is the biggest influence can change a person, but only if he has these two conditions. If he doesn't have these two conditions, it's a segula. This is a big thing. It's a segula, though. It works in like segula. It's like indirectly works. Says the Ramchal. Even the Rishayim, it's a midrash, he brings a midrash. Halavai oti azu, they leave my mitzvahs. The Torah ti lo azu, they didn't leave. Even as a scholar, they didn't leave the Torah. She'or shebo, the light in the Torah, machzirim lemutav, bring them closer to Hashem. But that's as a segula. But Torah, if it has those two things, those two conditions, years of Talmud, knowing what the Talmud is, knowing what you're learning from Hashem, and the wanting to fix yourself, changes you completely. That's what Tosis means is derech. And that's, we see that the what Rachel saw, that he had the ability, he had these good midas that he could understand what Torah is. He was tsanua umali, he had a humility. Mali, and good midas, and that the Torah brought those things out. That's it. The father, you see, also kissed on his legs, right? Nullified himself. So the father had that same midas as the daughter. And that's why it was so hard for the father, that he thought that she nullified her life, she destroyed her life. For some Amaretz. He wasn't an Amaretz. Rachel saw deeper than the father.